Hey, Carl. I think one of our usual FC game of two halves again there, all over first half. It seemed like it, and then...
Yeah, I thought we, you know, if you look at the chances that we've created in the second half, they were better than the ones we did in the first half. You know, Ilkeston were always going to respond, and, you know, I think they're in a bit of a false position at the moment. To be honest, they won't be down there for long, because you can see that they've got a decent side, and... You know, at the end of the day, it might be a good point coming here and taking a point. We're just disappointed, obviously, with the amount of chances we've created. And, you know, one little bit of unlucky, really, because we've kind of defended the corner quite well. And it's just, you know, it's just dropped off somebody's head and the lad's been lively and tucked it away. Yeah. But the chances that we've created there, we've got to start finishing them. And we will, because we've got the players who I believe in that are going to be able to convert the chances that we've created. And I thought we played some great stuff and quite happy. You know, disappointed, obviously, because you're in a position and it's another one where we've got a clean sheet. But, you know, it might be a valuable point come the end of April.
Yeah, because like I said, I mean, there was chances, especially again towards the end of the game when, you know, he's at the post and yeah. I think Nicky Platt's. Yeah. Hit it over when he probably should have done, but and they keep pulled off a good save early in the second half, and you know.
But I think Nicky would be the first one to say that, you know, when you're in that position, he should be finishing them, and the same in Notts, and they know it, you know. So it'll be a case of you know, keep encouraging him, because football wise, I thought we played some good stuff. You know, we were a little light with you know, with missing Matty Wolford-Dinn and Carlo Strachan and Jerome Wright again, you know, so you throw them three players back into the mix, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
And you mentioned players there. What I wanted to mention, Greg Daniels, another fantastic. Good performance, and his linking play.
His link-up play, the positions he gets himself in, and his all-round ability, I think, is you know, a real bright prospect, and you know, I'm well happy with him.
And three toughies coming up, teams up there, Rushall, Marine and Charlie. They're all toughies, but they're three who are going to be up there, hopefully, with us at the end of the season.
Yeah, and we'll, you know, we'll take the positives out of today, because there's plenty of them, and, you know, it's something to build on. These lads have been knots in the past few weeks, and quite rightly with some of the performances, but I think we're on a little bit of an up at the moment. I'm hoping that we'll continue that.
Cheers, Cap.
Cheers.